Hello, ciao, bonjour everyone, what's up guys? Finally, I'm back with season 2 of this podcast. I know you all waited for over a year for it to start airing, but it's finally here. Today, I will tell you all about a mysterious object in our cosmos, which is called Himiko Cloud. Confusing, right? So, let me break it down in simple terms. Before we understand what this Himiko cloud is, you need to know what a Lyman alpha blob is, because that is what it is. In astronomical terms, a Lyman alpha blob, or LAB, is a huge concentration of hydrogen gas that emits the ultraviolet light of the Lyman alpha emission line. They are the size of galaxies, with some of them being more than 400,000 light years across. They're one of the largest objects in the universe. They are the early stages of the formation of galaxies. Now, you might wonder what this Lyman alpha emission line is. So let's make it easier to understand. Lyman alpha emission is a spectral line of hydrogen spectrum, which is emitted when the electronic transition takes place from second orbital to the ground state, releasing a photon in the process, which is basically the UV light photon. I'm moving forward in this topic, thinking you all know what this electronic transition is. You need to have this basic knowledge in order to better understand what exactly LAB is. Also, as they are UV light photons, so how do we see them? The answer is, as they are far away, billions of years, their light gets redshifted to the optical part of the electromagnetic spectrum. Moving forward, now that you know about Lyman alpha emission line, let's talk about Himiko cloud. Himiko cloud was actually discovered back in 2009 and is indeed an object of interest for the astronomers, because it existed at a time when our universe was only 800 million years old compared to today's 13.1 billion years. It was found at a distance of 12.9 billion light years and spans some 55,000 light years. The speed of light is finite. It means the light from this object arrived in 2009 after traveling 12.9 billion light years. So we are seeing it how it looked like as it was 12.9 billion light years. 12.9 billion years ago. The radial velocity of this object is 289575 kilometers per second. Radial velocity is the speed at which an object is traveling in space, or it is moving away or towards an object in this space. If the speed is in negative, then that means the object is coming towards the sun. But if the value is positive, it means the object is going away, which is true in this case of the Himiko cloud. It is moving away from the sun with the expansion of universe. Located in the constellation Sirtis, it was named by the scientist after one of the mysterious 3rd century Japanese shaman Queen Himiko. Imagine how massive this object could be. According to astronomers, it is roughly equivalent to the mass of 40 billion suns. This object remains a very big mystery to the astronomers till today. And that is from me for this week. I'll see you all next week with another episode. Thank you for listening.